This is a CKM podcast production.
Unsure about your future after school? From finances to college, from adult education to military options, the Life After School podcast is for you. Now, on to the host, Charles Prince.
Till I get up, time is barely on our side. I don't wanna waste what's left. The storms we chase are leading us, and love is all we'll ever trust. Yeah, no, I don't wanna waste what's left.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Life After School. First, I'd like to give my apologies for not posting last week. I was fighting the flu. And it is never fun being sick, especially when you're fighting the flu. So I've been dealing with that all week and even a little bit into this week and having to deal with some of the aftermath of it on Sunday and Monday. But I think I have finally gotten through it, so I'm glad for that. And second, I'd like to, again, encourage all of you to share this podcast. And also, if you have not subscribed to this podcast or followed this podcast on your favorite podcast platform, I encourage you to do so. That way you do not miss when we upload and have new episodes available just for you in order to help you prepare for what we got going on in adulthood. And even if you are in adulthood, and this could be a refresher for you, or if you could take this information as things that you can even perhaps talk and teach to people that you know that are about to enter adulthood. Either or, we are thankful for your support. We are thankful that you all are listening, and we are just thankful for our loyal fan base, which is growing, and we are just so in awe of everything that you all do for us. And just listening to these podcasts, these episodes, you may not think that you're doing much. However, each listen that you give us helps us in our availability and help us in growing the show and helping this show become more available to people around the world, and especially in the States, especially since a lot of our information is kind of geared towards the States. We are looking in the future, hopefully, to have stuff from other countries and around the world as well. But that's long-term plans that we're not even touching right now. So we're just so thankful for you. Continue to listen to us. Subscribe to us if you haven't already. Today, we're going to be talking about something that has been on my mind a little bit. And it's especially been on my mind because of the solar eclipse that's coming on Monday. And you might think to yourself, what exactly does the solar eclipse have to do with life after school? You might think I'm going with the direction of, well, maybe he's going with the whole idea of don't waste opportunities or don't be scared to take advantage of something when the opportunity arises. There's a lot of things we could tie into this upcoming solar eclipse. But I want to focus on one thing that I have been seeing very common, and it's not just with the solar eclipse, but I have been very much reminded of how crazy this is the past couple of weeks. So if you go on TikTok or Instagram and go on the Reels or YouTube Shorts, any short video platform that's like TikTok, and one thing you're going to notice is you're going to see 500 different things of what is supposedly going to happen when this solar eclipse takes place. And as someone who's Christian, I have seen so many people post things that make absolutely no sense as far as tying in the solar eclipse, both solar eclipse that have taken place, and trying to tie in nonsense that is not only unscriptural, but it really is just sad just how much false information is put out there. And this is what this episode is about. This episode is called Check Your Facts. Check your facts. This is a very important skill you need to learn immediately. I cannot tell you how many times I have seen memes or videos like on TikTok, like I was talking about with the solar eclipse, and I've seen that one about all this supposed religious things that's supposed to happen with it, and you see these people and some of these pastors that are not only overreach, but pretty much making up stuff to try to connect their theology to this, which is nothing new. I'm used to seeing people overstretch and doing everything to just try to connect anything to a theology. And it's sad, but that's just the world that we live in. And I've also seen that the solar eclipse happened, that there's going to be, we're not going to have power for 3 days. And this is a whole bunch of things that are being talked about here. And the reason I'm using the solar eclipse, because it seems like it has gotten bigger and more out of hand now than it has been before. And maybe not that out of hand, because I think I've seen some situations which it was worse. But maybe so much, this is the first time in a while that I've seen it get this out of hand, because it has been a little tame lately. But it's not uncommon to see these videos, and not just the solar eclipse, but anything. You got these videos that got these random facts, these pretty pictures. Most of the pictures are AI generated, and they use an AI generated voice announcer to go and mention all of these things. And I'm not saying that all videos that follow that exact format are false videos, but it is just crazy how much content is put out and no one bats an eye at it. No one thinks to double check this information, and they just go with it and say, you know what, this has to be true. There's no way that this isn't the case. Or we have just gotten so used to consuming media at such a fast pace that we don't want to take the time to actually stop and look into what is being said. So I just want to give some general guidelines to help you remember on how to fact check things. One, this is probably the most important one, but this is one that should be fairly self-evident or obvious, might be a better term. It's something that should be obvious, but I want to mention it because it may not be as obvious to everyone. And that is the fact that if it's too good to be true, then big chance it is too big. It's too good to be true. That is something that you have to keep in mind. And this is not just with deals and whatnot and everything, but if you got someone who is, like, I'll give you a perfect example. I remember when the whole mushroom coffee alternative thing was big, and all of these big claims that these mushroom coffee producers were making about how they can do all of these miraculous or pretty much miraculous level type stuff by drinking this mushroom coffee. And just thinking about how I've done research on that, just curious about what people say, and just to find out just with a quick Google search that not only were most of these claims not true, but some of these companies were getting in trouble for making some of these claims. And just to think that took 5 seconds to Google, but yet there we have gotten so confident in trusting anyone that's in front of a microphone or on our screens that we do not do any type of fact check of anything. Number two, this one's a very important one. First one's important too, but this one is especially important. And I want you to listen very carefully to this point. If you are only getting one side of something, then you need to fact check it. You need to fact check it. I want to say that slowly because it sounds all together when I say fact checked it. It sounds like I'm saying fact checked it. And I don't know what exactly that all spells, but I'm trying to say fact check it. So I want to say it slowly like that. But you need to look for the other side of this. If you hear something on a video, and especially if it's stuff you've never heard before, and if it's a subject matter that you're not familiar with, Google. Find if there is an opposing side to this and see which side makes more sense. This is going to require some work on your part, but it is worth it. It is worth it because when you fact check something, it not only gives you a peace of mind, but it also gives you knowledge and helps you build up that knowledge bank in your brain. So next time you see something that's similar to that, because you know good and well that almost 90% of the things we see on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, any other social media or video platform we see, 90% of it is recycled and reused. And so it is definitely something that you need to keep in mind. So next time you see it or hear it, you're like, nah, that's not right. Or they got that right, because I remember researching and this is what I have found. And then the third thing, this is one that I don't really want to say it like this, because it makes it seem like that I'm vilifying every type of video platform or video format that's like this. And I know they're not. And so I don't want to take this as a vilification of every video format that's like this. But the thing I want to get at is that if you are watching content from someone who does not make long videos, but the only thing they make is shorts, like TikTok or YouTube shorts and whatnot, definitely double check the information. And I don't want to say, I hate saying that per se, because I don't want to make it seem like that if someone only makes those type of content that they're not trustworthy. I don't want to give that vibe. But the reason why I say that is because when you deal with people who usually make longer videos, they're the ones who have to do more research. They're the ones that have to present sources. They don't always present sources, but it's quite interesting that many of them will at least tell in the video of where they got certain bits of information from. And they will give that information to the audience. And even videos that may get it wrong, they'll still at least say how they came to that conclusion. And again, I'm not trying to vilify anyone. I don't want to make it seem like if you only make those type of short videos, that's all you make, you can't be trusted. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am trying to get at is that you do need to make sure you do your due diligence on short video content, because most short video content is made for one of two things. Clickbait and ragebait. Those are usually the two things that they usually make these videos for. And so with that means that the short amount of information you're going to take in, you're not going to be able to process it fully. And this is not to say that a channel that's known for researching facts that they can get off the hook either, because there's this one Instagram page I follow. They're pretty good at posting facts and great information. However, there's this post that they keep posting, and this post shows Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un, I believe, and how they were at some type of gathering together. I'm guessing maybe like a state visit for either or. And it shows them having this glass, this wine glass, and they're just holding it. And the caption of the whole thing was saying that they were just holding the glass because they're scared that their glass is poisoned. And for a long time, I just thought that was true. However, I started looking in the comments and people were saying like, hey, do you notice the videos reverse? That whoever made this, they just reversed the video, so it made it seem like that they were scared to drink, but wasn't the case. And when I saw that, it made me go, wait. And that's when I noticed that the comments were picking up more and more that this was reverse. And guess what? 2 weeks later, That same video gets posted again. Nothing has changed. The information is still the same, almost as if they copied and pasted the caption from a few weeks ago and put it on there. And that's when it started to hit me that, man, people will take advantage of anything if it will bring in the clicks, especially if it's clickbait or rage bait. So just keep those tips in mind. Help yourself become a great fact checker. And I'm not saying that every single thing you're going to run to Google and fact check. However, if there's topics especially that you're hearing, you're like, this is the first time I've heard this and whatnot, don't be scared to go take a look at Google and just do yourself a quick favor. Check Google. And if you're not a big reader, check YouTube. YouTube is not always perfect, but there is a big possibility you are going to find multiple views of something, of a particular topic that you're concerned or wanting to look at. So again, just keep that in mind. Be careful with what you consume. Be careful of what you believe. And do not be scared to question things that you are told. You all have a good rest of your day, rest of your weekend, and never give up on your dreams.
Thank you for listening to the Life After School podcast, hosted by Charles Prince. Check your favorite podcast platform for a new episode every Thursday. Never give up on your dreams.
Till my shadow turns to sun rays and I...